and I listen to that person. I go into their space. And I allow them to come into my space, and I make my space their space. And I listen to every word that they are saying.
Deep listening is an actual practice.
It's called active listening. And so, for example, when I'm talking to the children that I work with, the way that I talk to them is that when they are... When they are talking to me, what I say to them is things like a child will say to me, I feel this way. And then I will say to them exactly what they just said to me. So I will repeat it back to them so that they know that I was listening to every word that they were saying. And when they are in a state of meltdown, when they are in a state of distress, that helps them calm down immediately because they know that I'm listening to exactly what they said.
How can other people practice deep listening? If somebody's listening right now and they recognize, ooh, I'm not, that's not a skill I possess yet, what would you tell them? What are kind of the steps to make it easy for them?
I think one of the first steps is the fact that oftentimes when we're having a conversation, we don't listen to understand. We listen to reply.
Yeah, and there's, to see if we agree with somebody. Yeah.
And there's no empathy there. Because our immediate intention is to offer a reply to what that person is saying. And so I think truly allowing what that person said to sink into you first before you offer a response. Actually think about it before you offer a response. Because it shows them that you are truly listening and that you are truly interested in what they are saying and, more importantly, what they are feeling.
Sometimes people get really uncomfortable when you insert silence, thoughtful silence, to absorb what they're saying. Have you noticed that sometimes people are like, did you hear me?
Yes.
Are you still with me?
Yes. But it doesn't mean that we're not with the person. It means that I or yourself, for example, are trying to get in that person's space.
So what do you tell people if somebody gets that sense of let's call it again anxiousness, where they're not sure if they were heard, and you're taking a thoughtful pause? What do you say to them?
Let's think about this together. Let's talk this out.
That's one of the things I love about you, Becca, is your language is incredibly inclusive. It's always a let's. It's always a we. You know, you live your life as if everything is in and for and from the community.
You'll notice I quite often talk about a lot of the things in my life in a third person way. I don't say the word I very often.
Yeah.
And I think that's largely to do with the fact that I've been dependent on people to fulfill my physical needs as a human being my whole entire life. So there's always been a we there because I cannot do it without the we. And I do not think that anybody really can.
I think you're right. I think that while many of those needs for you are physical, they're also mental, they're also emotional, and we all have that need. We are communal animals, so we all need to have a deeper level of connection and dependency. What is the word I'm looking for? Not a codependency, an interdependency. So not, I need you, but I recognize the need for us to be a community together and to help each other.
And I think it's really valuable that you just said that interconnectedness. And what's really a thing that's really important for me in my life is to practice a sense of gratitude. Because I realize that people have to help me fulfill what I want to do in my life. Yeah. I do not have an option in that area. In order for me to go out and succeed every day in my life, people have to help me do that.
Yeah.
And so it's important to me that people know how valued they are.
Yes.
And why they are valued in my life.
Yeah.
and it's very important to me. I say thank you profusely.
Yeah.
But it's because I want people to know that they are valued in my life. I don't want there to ever be a shortage of that. And I don't want people to ever feel like they are, and I'm going to be very blunt here, that they are pieces of shit in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sometimes people feel treated that way by the people who they're acting in service of or supposed to be loving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want people to feel like they are valued in my presence. And so for me, that's why listening and asking that question, how are you, with an actual intent is important.
One last question for you, Becca. How do you think living in that state of gratitude affects your quality of life?
It's enriched it in more ways than you know, because there have been many times in my life where it's actually looked pretty grim.
Mm-hmm.
I have, because of the predicament that I have been put in, because of the different abilities in my life, it's taught me to look at life from a completely different perspective. And so when I am living my life, I don't necessarily get to go as fast as the average human being. I have to go slower in order to achieve what I am doing. And so that actually going slower has been a blessing in itself, because it's allowed me to see the beauty in life that probably if you're going at it at a lightning speed all the time, you're not going to be able to see that.
Oh, that's so true. I know for me, for sure, living in a state of gratitude connects me to grace and to faith.
Yes.
And we'll leave you with this. You know, again, a quote from, you know, a great man's work. Tony says, if you trade your expectation for appreciation, then you'll see the quality of your life transform. And it's really, you know, what he's talking about is one of the things that we've talked about throughout this podcast. And that is, if you are willing to see what is great about a situation, if you're willing to see the blessings, that is what you're going to feel. Becca Neals has a blog. It is?
I have cerebral palsy, but it doesn't have me.
And so is that a .com, or how do they find that?
The URL is beccascpjourney.com.
beccascpjourney.com. And I am Erin Coe with Erin Coe Solutions. And, you know, as always, I hope that you can focus and follow through and finish to do whatever it takes to have the life you desire and the life you deserve.
So can we share that on social media?